Okay, we are in Parakeet Aleph and Hilchos Shara Avos Tumah. Again, investigating more halachas that have to do with foods alongside first level, second level, etc. of Tumah. Halacha Aleph, kol makom shenemar be'oklin pasul. So the Rambam uses a language that a food is pasul, which means defective, so to speak, or disqualified. But what does that mean? Ushia ochal atzmo tameh. That means when an ochal is pasul, means the food is tameh. Lo yitzma ochal acher. However, being pasul means, even though it is tameh, it won't make something else tameh. But if it did touch another, what do you call food, that food is tahor. Halacha beis, harishon shebecholin tameh umetameh. So when it comes to regular food, non-korban food, so first level tumah is both tameh and produces tumah. Sheni pasul, now the second level, that's considered pasul. V'lo metameh, it doesn't produce tumah and other things. Vein sheni osa shlishi b'chulon, and the second level tumah does not produce third level when it comes to non-hakdish items. Excuse me. Nayin le'okal sheni shu pasul b'chulon. How do we know this? By sheni le'tumah by food. Shnemar okli chera sheyipol mehen el tocho kol shebasocho yitzma. Anything inside that would be tameh. Nimsa sheretz av. So we see from this that a sheretz is primary. Ukli chera shenafal sheretz avira rishon, and the sheretz that falls into the airspace of the earthenware container is now first level. The ochel shebekli sheni, and the food that's inside it is considered second level. Bray omer yitzma, and that's why it says yitzma. V'chein sheretz shenafal la'avir tanur pas shniyah shana rishon. So too, if a sheretz fell into the airway of an oven, so the bread there would be considered second level tuma, whereas the oven would be considered first level. Gimel rishon v'sheni shebetruma tzmeim v'tamen. So when it comes to truma, first and second level truma, excuse me, tuma, means it's both tameh and it imparts tameh. Shlishi pasul. However, when truma becomes third level tumah, it's now pasul. V'lo matameh, it doesn't make anything else tameh. Vein shlishi osir bi b'truma. And a third derivative does not cause a fourth level in truma. Minayin ochel shlishi pasul b'truma. How do we know that? What do you call it? That by ochel, by third level, that's pasul b'truma. Shnemar uvah shemesh v'taher v'achar yochal min. So again, the third level truma would be tameh, but not matameh. We see from this pasuk, nimsvul tful yom aser b'truma. We see someone who went to the mikvah, but the day has not passed, is cannot eat truma. Achiyav shmishon until nighttime. V'nagaban, if he touches it, pasla becomes pasul. Utvul yom kashen tumahu. We know someone who's waiting to go to the mikvah. Assuming he went to the mikvah, and was waiting for the end of the day, is considered a secondary level tumah. Alamata shesheni osa shlishi b'truma. So it's even this that the second level can produce third level in truma. Now getting into food that's consecrated for the temple, first, second, and third level that exist in Kodesh is both Tameh, meaning the item is Tameh, and it imparts Tumah. Harvi Pasul. When you get to the fourth level, it's not Pasul, the item of Tameh, it doesn't produce Tumah and other things. And you never have anything beyond fourth level. There's no such thing as fifth level Tumah. Shu. So how do we know third level by Korban, so to speak, is Tameh? Lo Yochal. You see already the Torah told us by the second level it's tameh. Shnemar kol shebasocho yitma. Halamata shebasar kodesh shenaga v'sheni. They learn out that the meat of a korban that touches second level tameh nitma, it becomes tameh v'yisraf, it needs to be burned. Now minayin the revi b'kodesh hu pasul. Now how do we know by fourth degree tameh, fourth level tameh, that it is pasul by korbanos? Mikal v'chomer u'ma mechuso kipurim shehu mutar b'truma asur b'kodesh. So just like that which is lacking a complete atonement is permitted in truma but prohibited as korban. Until you bring your final atonement, the final aspect of the korban. Hashlishi shehu pasul b'truma, the third degree tuma that is defect makes truma pasul. Ino dinshi aser vi b'kodesh. Shouldn't it also produce fourth level in korban? But of course, of al chamishi tahor. When it gets to the fifth level or fifth degree, it is tahor. Halacha hey, basar taiva, right? So regular meat, apa pishu tahor, even though it is tahor. Gazru lov kishehi yeshlishi the tuma. So the chacham came along and said that it is a third degree of tumah, metame es hakodesh, it does make korban as tameh, ben apostel as a truma, but would not cause a defect in truma. Verily, the Rambam surmises, shlo gazru lav el kadesh lo yarvu im basar hakodesh. They only made up this takana, so this would not be mixed up with korban meat. V'yavo lito, so you come to make a mistake. V'lishlo gvo, v'yidmu shabasar zeh uchol, v'hu kodesh, v'yochlenu b'tumah. You'll think the meat, if it got mixed up with something else, you think that meat is really non-kodesh, when it turns out it is, and then you'll be eating it while you're tameh. Let's say foods are joined together with using a liquid. So it's considered as if now there's one unit when it comes to the okal. But however, it's unclear. I mean, there's no question these items are subject to tumah. The only question is that how do we judge it in so far as a first, second, and third degree tumas? Or do we say the food that touched the tumah this like is not considered rishon tuma, and then the food attached to it is considered secondary or second level. So second-degree tuma inside a what it called a non-korban food makes the truma that it might touch pasul, and it makes it into third level. And if it touches the liquid of chulun, that's become tamei. Of course, if that item touched liquid from truma or liquid from a korban, that the whole thing becomes tamei in such an instance. So third degree that applies by truma that touches korban food, okay, makes it pasul, and that korban food becomes ravi, fourth level. And if it touches a liquid that is of something that's consecrated, so now that's tamei, and it becomes a primary source of tuma. However, let's say something that's third degree tuma by truma touches a truma liquid, then a harayu tar. So too, a korban or consecrated food that is fourth degree tuma in nagavim mashke kodesh. Let's say touched a consecrated liquid, harayz atar, that would still retain the status of being tar. So any, let's say I have regular food that's made with what it called truma stuff. Okay, what we say by that is that. In such a situation, it's possible we treat the chulun, whatever stringency would apply by the truma, we apply to the chulun as well. However, if this chulun did touch something that's consecrated, it would not make it a fourth level. But if you look mashke kodesh in a posel, even if it is a consecrated liquid, it would not produce psul. The chulun shenasu ataras kodesh, right? So anytime chulun is made with, let's say, a pure tahor korban, hashlishi shemen tahor kachulun. The third level of it would be tahor like chulun. Let's say I ate fourth level tame, what it called, korban. Also, lachol is a kodesh. So I can't. Excuse me. So let's say I what it called. Right. I can't. If I ate fourth degree korban food, also lachol is a kodesh. I can't now eat other consecrated foods. Murtaliga of a kodesh, but I can touch other kodesh food. In a post line, doesn't become possible. I have a tavshah bo hekdesh. But let's say I have a cooked dish where korban or consecrated foods mixed into it. And there isn't enough, a big enough size in there consumed over that period of time, the normal period of time of consuming. You should not eat it if it's fourth level, rather just fifth, only fifth level would be permitted in such a case to consume it. Let's say a person eats third level, what it called, third level truma, osho chulun, shenasu ataras truma, or non-Kodesh food that's made with truma that's tahor. Since due to being a shlishi l'tuma, so you can't eat it until he goes to the mikvah. The mortaliga of a truma, but he can touch it right here and it's still tahor. Ba'achila asu maila b'negiya lo asu maila. So what the Rambam here is trying to say is that there's a chumra that they applied to eating that they don't apply to touching. The medvar, this is the chumra. Medvar more, but truma atzma, this only applies to truma itself. Aval tafshoshin is arvabu truma, but if there's a cooked dish that truma was mixed into, imein sham kazai kadeh los pras, if it's missing the minimum shear, or is a mutter lechom oso tafshol, kadeh actually would be truma. You can consume, you can eat from that cooked dish, just like you could touch truma, if you were in such a state. Lachid beza ochel shlishi shiba truma, if I eat third degree tuma on truma, osho chulun, shenas altar truma, or same case, non-consecrated food made with truma. Even though I can touch the truma, but I'm now considered second level tuma for korban. Because in one scenario, the truma is tahar, but that same truma is tame when it comes to korban. But if I ate third level tuma in non-consecrated food, that was made with, let's say, the chumras of korban, then I rehu tahar. The only way you can have fourth level tuma is from korban to korban. So when we say kodesh, okay, a term we use a lot, which literally means consecrated food or sometimes referred to as korban, when it's applied to the tuma that goes by food and drink, so it means what it called. It means the. Any of the highest level of hektish, of sanctity that applies to things which is consecrated, so even the korbanos that are brought, the higher level korbanos, the batzer kachakalim, or lower level korbanos, the chalos tolu or kiki nazir, and so too breads and other things that are brought with the korban todah and the wafers that are brought with the korban nazir that are shechted with the korban. So to a flour offering that is consecrated in the vessel. So to the two loaves of bread brought on Shavuos, along with the daily bread that up to the point where it has a certain appearance, it's been baked up to a certain point, meaning it you see actually the outside surface is hard. But let's say I have, for instance, a loaf that I bring with the korban todah that was not shechted, so to speak, alongside the korban. I mean, it was brought separately. Or a mincha that wasn't consecrated in a vessel, in a loka kodesh, loka kula, loka truma. Those are not considered like consecrated, nor are they considered like unconsecrated. Rather, we treat them like truma. So chala, which is what you separate from dough, the first fruits, anything you pay back for truma, along with the fifth knas, this is all considered like truma. So this is teva, which we know is that which I haven't separated my truma meiser from. Produce that grew from truma that was already planted. What do you call it? Suffolk cases. Meiser shein in rishon. The dough that has not yet been separated out from for challah. These are harin kachulin. They're all considered like non kodesh. Rishon tamei bahen. Therefore, first degree tuma would apply. Vasheni puzzle. Second will make it puzzle. Ve'eman shlishi, and there's no third degree. Anything that midoraisa makes non-consecrated food tameh, gazra sveko v'chulin hatzvulun l'chala shetaso so yisavitara. So the Chacham made a gzera on cases of question marks when it came to, when it comes to cases of chala of coming into contact with that which is required to take from chala to take chala from shetaso so yisavitara that you should make this dough and while you're tara umafrishim imena chala. So you separate challah from it, the chalsa tsluya, right? And that challah is considered, we don't do anything with it. It's considered in purgatory. Lo nechalas lo nezarkas. That challah in such a case wouldn't be eaten, nor would it be burnt. That ends Parak Aleph, and we will continue with Parak Yud Beis tomorrow.